Let me just talk a little about what the Senate's trying to do this last week before Christmas. We were able this weekend, of course, to get the votes necessary to go ahead with the repeal of this don't ask, don't tell policy that was put in place in the U.S. military in 1993. It was put in place by the Congress as a statute in 1993, telling the military how they needed to conduct themselves. And we were able to get the votes to take away the statutory mandate on the military that I strongly supported. We tried to pass the DREAM Act, so-called DREAM Act, which would have allowed a path to citizenship for young people who have been brought to this country before the age of 16 and who had spent at least 5 years here and were pursuing either were in the military, were applying to join the military, or were pursuing education and in school on their way to graduation. That was filibustered. We were not able to pass that. We were able to pass for a second time the Food Safety Act, which is an important bill that I'm glad to see us continue to make progress on. We now are continuing to debate the START Treaty, which is a treaty between ourselves and Russia to reduce the number of nuclear weapons in both countries and to put back in place a system for on-the-ground verification of how many nuclear weapons each of our countries have. I hope we can get a vote on that as soon as tomorrow and pass that treaty. We need 67 votes under the Constitution in order to ratify that treaty. I hope very much we can get those necessary votes. And then the final item, of course, is we need to pass a spending bill, a continuing resolution to maintain the funding for the government into next year. I think they're now looking at a 60-day continuing resolution to keep everything functioning until February, when the new Congress will come into session and be able to deal with the funding levels for the remainder of the fiscal year for the government. So those are the main items that we're dealing with. There's also a bill to provide for the cost of medical care for first responders for the 9/11 tragedy, and that one is another bill that the majority leader has indicated he would like to get a vote on before we leave for the Christmas break. So it's a full agenda still, and I hope we can make progress and complete it so that we can all go home and have a Merry Christmas. So that's where we are. Let me start with you, Jim, if you had any questions.
Thanks, Senator, and good afternoon to you. I hope you're doing well.
Yeah, thanks.
I wanted to just ask you about this START Treaty. It seems like the situation in the Senate now is that Senate Republicans are coming out one after another in opposition to re-ratifying the START Treaty. And Senator Lindsey Graham said, I believe it was yesterday, he wants to start over on the nuclear pact. And he says that the lame duck session, essentially, he's saying, was designed to make GOP senators look bad. So this whole thing over the START Treaty, the Republican senators are now saying, you know, we're going to come back and address this when we reconvene. What are your thoughts on that and on his statements?
Well, on the substance of the START Treaty, I've had the various briefings that were given to us in the Armed Services Committee. I've also had the classified briefings that the military provides to senators on this issue, and it's pretty clear to me that it's very much in our national interest to go ahead and ratify this treaty. At the current time, we do not have the right to verify and go into Russia and monitor on the ground the obligations and their compliance with the obligations they've made with regard to their nuclear weapons. This will give us those rights, and it's important that we have them. So It's very much in our national interest. On the politics of it, not the substance, I do think there's some resistance on the Republican side because they feel that this would, getting this ratified would be a victory for the president. They're not anxious to see him have any more victories at this point. And unfortunately, I think that is coloring the attitude of some of them. The idea that it's not proper to do this in a lame duck session, we have had more debate on this issue, on this treaty, than was conducted in connection with START 1, in connection with START 2, in connection with the Moscow Treaty, all of the major arms control treaties that have occurred and been ratified since I've been in the Senate. Were ratified with less debate in the U.S. Senate than has occurred on this one.
And you're talking about politics. I want to just ask you kind of a follow-up question here as it seems to relate. You know, Senator Udall has been talking about sort of filibuster reform after the beginning of the year. And I want to ask you what your thoughts are on, and recognizing that the filibuster doesn't necessarily apply to the START treaty situation, but it has applied in many other situations over the past several months. And I want to get your perspective. Are you going to support a move to reform the filibuster in the Senate as soon as that opportunity comes around at the beginning of the year?
Well, I do strongly support an effort to reform our rules so that you can't have such delaying efforts being made on major bills that the Senate should be able to move ahead and act on. And I've supported what Senator Udall's been trying to do in that regard and what several other senators have been trying to do. I do think there are some discussions going on now between Democratic and Republican senators trying to see if there's some agreement we could reach on changes in rules. And that would be the best of all options, is if we could get agreement to modify the rules so that we get some solution to these problems. I don't know if that's possible. If it's not possible, then we have to look at other options.
Do you have any idea, kind of, what generally speaking, what some of those ideas might be, one or two of them?
Well, one real concern I've had repeatedly, and many other senators have had as well, is that under rules today, any senator can unilaterally put the Senate into a quorum call, which means essentially say that the quorum's not present. Let's go ahead and essentially quit the debate. It then takes a full majority of the Senate to come to the floor in order to get you back out of that debate or to get you back on the debate. It's been a delaying tactic that senators have gotten very used to using, and frankly, the whole filibuster process has become abused in recent years, and I'm hoping we can fix that.
Okay, thanks very much.
Uh-huh. Bill, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thanks very much. Does this debate on the START Treaty prove again that compromise is not possible in the U.S. Senate, maybe even in the U.S. House? For instance, the Republicans had asked for big appropriations for weapons modernization, for maintaining the nuclear weapons stockpile. They've got those. Those were all given and approved. I called it a quid pro quo to get their vote on the START Treaty, and now there's no vote. There probably won't be a vote on the START Treaty if things are going in a few days as they're going today. Does it prove again that compromise is not possible?
Well, it certainly proves that compromise is not easy. Forward progress here in the Senate at the current time is not easy. I do think the administration has been over backwards trying to accommodate the concerns that have been raised by, particularly by Republican senators about this proposed treaty, and evidently those efforts have not succeeded.
Just want to ask you about Don't Ask, Don't Tell, and let me ask you, were you surprised by the sort of the margin of the vote, or did you expect what seemed to be a rather large margin on the side of repealing Don't Ask, Don't Tell?
Well, I certainly expected that we would have the votes, at least the 60 votes necessary to cut off debate and go ahead and repeal that policy. I didn't expect us to have 65. There were a few senators who, at the last minute, decided to go ahead and support the repeal of that policy, which I just was not expecting.
What do you think that was about, that those sort of last-minute switches there?
I don't know. I haven't had a chance to talk to any of them to find out what persuaded them to take a different view.
Okay. Another question I had for you is coming up next year. I want to get your thoughts on the next Congress, some of the very, very first priority things that you think are going to be on the agenda there in January, February.
Well, of course, the president very early in the new Congress will give his State of the Union speech and lay out what his agenda is for the country and what he would like the Congress to work on, and that will be very important in determining how we proceed. I think that early in the process, probably in February, we're going to have to do the bill to fund the government for the rest of the fiscal year for the government, and that will be an important milestone as well. I hope very much we can move to consider and pass important energy legislation early in the new year. And I've been talking with Senator Murkowski, and who's the ranking member on the Energy Committee with me here in the Senate, and we're going to try to see if we can move ahead with some significant energy legislation fairly early in the new Congress.
I think a renewable energy portfolio sort of standard might be an option.
Well, I don't know that it'll be possible to do that in exactly the form we tried to do it in this Congress, but maybe something that would create incentives for utilities to produce more of their energy from renewable sources. I think there may be something we can do there.
Okay. All right. I'll take a step back and see if Bill's back on there.
I hit the wrong button and I disappeared and I couldn't hear anything either. But
okay.
But that's it for me, I guess. Did you have anything else, Senator?
I can't think what it is. Jim, did you have another question?
You know, I think that wraps it up for me.
Okay.
I wish you a Merry Christmas.
Okay. Merry Christmas to both of you. Hope we'll see you after Christmas or in the new year.
Indeed. Hope to see you when you're in town. Thanks.
Okay. Thanks. Bye-bye.